Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Junior Giants Speak here on Blog Talk Radio. This is Miss Sharon, and I'm joined this morning with by my Junior Giant reporters, Mr. Luke Gladney and Miss Michelle. Good morning, reporters.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm happy to have them back with us. We've been off for the summer, and it's kind of interesting getting us all back started again, but we are happy to be here this morning. We are coming to you from the Metro Atlanta area, and it is a beautiful day here in Atlanta. It's probably going to rain after a while, but right now it's very beautiful. We're going to be talking this morning about the summer and as well as what it means to get back to school. We are praying to have some good projects for the kids now that the summer is over. You just never know what kind of things you're going to run into as life goes on. But we want them to be successful in any way that we can do to help them is what we're going to do. I want to thank, as always, the parents for allowing us time with the children on this Saturday morning. I know that you all have things planned for the rest of the day and that Saturdays are just a get-things-done kind of a day. And so we're not going to prolong it this morning. We're going to go on and get started. We are expecting other reporters, but if they come, good, and if they don't, we will continue. Our topic this morning is entitled Summer's Over, Back to School. And the assignment that the Junior Giants was given was to share with us what they did over the summer and what they learned. Because studies showed that break between the end of school and the beginning of school can cause students to get go backwards in their progress. And we want to make sure that our children are not going backwards, that they're continuing a forward momentum. And so they're going to tell us what they did over the summer and what they feel like they learned over the summer. They were also instructed to give us three goals that they have for the upcoming school year. I am a big believer in goals because I feel like it helps you with direction. And so they have been given the instructions to come up with three goals for the upcoming year, at least three goals for the upcoming year. And then they have to tell us how they plan on reaching those goals, because it's fine to have goals, but if you have no idea of what you're going to do to reach those goals, it's just a bunch of words on paper. So we're going to get started this morning with our Junior Giant reporters. And I believe we're going to start with Mr. Luke Gladney. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning, Sister Sharon.
How are you doing?
Good.
Good. And how was your week this week?
It was, I'll say it was good.
Okay. Was it not good?
Oh, it actually was good. I had a birthday this week and I got my first phone.
Oh, your birthday was this week?
Yeah, on Wednesday.
All right, what day is that? That is the 28th?
9th.
29th. Okay, I'll have to remember that, the 29th. And you got your first phone?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. That's a big deal. That's a big deal. Well, congratulations and a belated happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Okay. Are you ready with your story this morning?
Yes, ma'am.
Go right ahead.
Greetings. This is Luke, your Junior Giant reporter. And today's topic is about your review of the summer. I went to my summer camp for my summer, and I had lots of fun. I have three goals for my school year. And in school, I learned science, decimals, and more. My goals are to pass the fifth, learn decimals, and be good at them, and do good on tests. I will achieve these goals by paying attention, being quiet when the teacher is talking, and have fun learning. This is Luke, your junior diet reporter. Have a great day.
Okay, well, Luke, what did you learn over the summer?
I learned more about science. I learned how to multiply decimals.
Okay, so when you went to camp, you went to camp every day?
Yep, except for Saturday and Sunday.
And so what did you do at camp? When you got there, what did you do?
Well, at camp, we went on field trips except for Wednesday. And mostly before we went on those field trips, we would all bring our electronics there. We play on our Wii. Me and one of my friends would be able to go to the older kids' classroom, like the middle school kids, because our games connected to theirs, so we were allowed to go to their room, and it was fun.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you had a good summer, and I like your goals for the school year. Those are good goals. Okay. I want you to try to promise me something. That you do a good job in paying, huh?
I said, yes, ma'am.
I want you to try to promise me to really pay good attention and not talk in class, okay? Because
yes,
you know
ma'am.
What I've learned about you? I've learned that you are a leader. And when the leader does something, other kids think that it's okay, and they follow behind you and do the same thing. So if you set a good example for the kids in your class, that'll be the example that they follow. So I want you to set the example of listening and pay attention, taking good notes, and learning what you need to learn. Can you do that for me, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I will be expecting to hear a good report, okay? All right.
Yes, ma'am.
So we're going to continue with our reports on this morning. What the children are talking about is what they did over the summer. And they're also going to be talking about goals for the upcoming year. And as we continue, now that the school year has started, we are now in year 6 of Junior Giants. And as this year progresses, we are going to be revamping some of the things that we have been doing. We're going to be having co-hosts, the children to co-host some of the shows, so you won't hear me talking as much. This is in an effort to give them some experience in this area. And this young reporter is going to be one of our first co-hosts, and so I'm very happy to have her with me this morning. Good morning, Miss Michelle. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How was your week?
My week was very funny, very chilling, and very calm.
Okay, well, that's always good. What did you do this week?
I took at least 5 tests throughout the week and got A's on all of them. And right now, in science, I'm learning about cells and living organisms.
So what's your favorite subject?
Social studies.
Okay. That's good. Are you ready with your report? But before you do your report, Luke asked me if there's going to be a question of the day. And there is, and I'm going to tell you what it is right now so you can be thinking about it. The question of the day is, what are the barriers to you reaching your goals? In other words, what could happen that could stop you from reaching the goals that you set? Okay? That's the question of the day. Okay, Miss Michelle, you ready?
Yes.
Go right here with your report.
Hello, my name is Michelle Hendricks, and today's show is about how my summer went. First, we are going to talk about what I did for summer. Then I'm going to tell you what I learned this summer. Finally, I'm going to tell you what my goals are for this school year. All right, let's begin. This summer was very busy for me. This summer, I went to Florida for 6 days. I went with my two older sisters, my little sister, and my mom. Girls trip! After that, I went to hang out with my aunt for half of June and all of July. This summer, I learned sitting around all day and doing nothing is not good for your health. Also, that Jesus has a purpose for my life and that he will show me the way to victory and peace throughout all my life. This year, I am aiming for all A's and B's, for all A's and maybe some B's. So far, I have 5 A's and 1 B. Also, I am aiming for better behavior at school. I'm going to study more and pay more attention in class so that I can be more aware of what I'm learning and how to do it. I'm your Junior Giant reporter, Michelle Hendricks. Have a wonderful weekend.
Okay, Miss Michelle, those are good goals, and that's the good lessons from the summer. Where did you go to? Where did your aunt live?
In Charlotte, North Carolina.
Charlotte. Okay, that's a very nice city. Okay. All right. I enjoyed both of you all's reports this morning. Like I said, the question of the day is, what are the barriers to you all reaching your goals? If you know what your barriers are, which could stop you from reaching your goals, while you're working on your goals, then you'll learn to avoid some things. And so consider what your goals are, and then tell me what are the barriers to you reaching the goals. As far as me, for the summer, I did a lot of taking care of my husband. He was sick over the summer, and he's getting better, but that was my summer. But also, this is something that happened to me over the summer. I published my second book. It is now out and available if you would like to get one. It is called The ABCs of Living Skillfully. It is a book that teaches life skills to children and young adults. And it is available on Amazon.com. All you have to do is put in The ABCs of Living Skillfully. And this is a book, the skills that are in the book are, I can honestly say, God-given. And they are the skills that I use with the children that I work with on a daily basis. So that's something that happened to me over the summer. And my goal for the upcoming year is to market that book. That is, seems to be my entire focus for the upcoming year and for however long it takes to get it off the ground. So that's what I did, and I'm thankful to God for that. Also, we are recruiting Junior Giants for the radio show. If you have children that are between the ages of 7 and 12, please ask them to give me a call. My number is 678-516-5570, and we will get them started as soon as possible. All right. Are we ready, Mr. Luke? Are you ready for your question of the day?
Yes,
ma'am. Let me know, what are your barriers? What do you think your barriers are?
So my barriers to stop me from reaching my goals would be talkative kids or distractions, distracting me from doing my work. Bullies, because they're bullying me and stopping me from doing what I'm supposed to do. And of anything else.
Okay, well, those are good. Those are good. So when you're around kids that are doing a lot of talking in class, what do you do?
I try to ignore them, but if they keep on calling my name, it really tempts me to talk, but I don't. I just let them get in trouble. Because in fourth grade,
okay.
And someone was talking, I got in trouble with them because I was talking to them to be quiet when I could have just let them get in trouble.
Right. Okay. And it's so funny, when you start trying to correct them, that's when the teacher turns around and sees you. And sometimes they don't get in trouble, but you get in trouble. Has that ever happened to you?
Yes, many times. Especially
yeah.
In first grade.
So, yeah. Okay, so the thing, there's a skill called mute. We say nothing. We make no sound whatsoever. So let them talk and talk and talk, and you look straight ahead or look at your paper, whatever. But you act like you cannot hear them whatsoever. That's a good strategy. Okay, and you said bullying. Have people been bullying you?
I have been bullied before, but not any time this year. Like, I tell someone to be quiet, they start saying, like, they say things about me, really, but I don't really get bullied. But if I'm getting bullied, it doesn't affect me. If other kids are getting bullied, it affects me. Because, one, they're showing bad examples for those kids to show them how to bully when they grow up. And it's affecting those kids from learning and us from learning because the teacher has to get on to you.
Okay, and that's accurate. But anytime you're experiencing any bully, you make sure you let an adult know. And don't let it go on for a long time, because the longer that you let it go on, it empowers the bully. It makes them feel like what they're doing is okay and that they can get away with it. So if this is for anyone listening or has children that are listening, go to an adult immediately and immediately have your parents intervene, because here's the reality. Children who bully have learned bullying somewhere. Sometimes it's in the home, sometimes it's from a sibling, but wherever it is, it's a learned behavior. We don't just go walk around bullying people, but it's somebody needing to get power. But when you don't give them the power, that's what's going to work in your advantage. But you make sure that you get an adult involved. Okay, so
yes,
I like your answers. Bullying hurts everybody, those who want to learn and even the person that's doing the bullying, because it lets you know that they don't know how to interact with people on a normal basis without trying to intimidate them or make them feel bad. And when they are trying to make you feel bad, it's because they already feel bad. And so they're just projecting that on you or putting that off on you. Good answers, Luke. Thank you.
You're welcome, because if they bully someone, they've been bullied. That makes them bully someone. That means they've been bullied before.
Right, exactly. They didn't like how it made them feel, so they wouldn't do it to other people, but that's not how it works. What they feel like is this is their way to get back. Somebody did it to me, so I'm going to do it to somebody else. But unfortunately, that just causes a cycle. And one person does it to the next, and then that person does it to the next, and so it just goes on and on. But at some point, it's got to be stopped. And if you don't react and don't give them the power that they're trying to get from bullying you, then it has a greater chance of starting to stop that cycle. So good job, Luke. Make sure that you or your friends, if you know of friends that are being bullied, encourage them to get an adult involved, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
We're going to go on to Miss Michelle. Miss Michelle, what are your barriers to reaching your goals in school? Remind us of what your goals are.
My goals were to have all A's and maybe some B's and to have better behavior in school.
Okay. So what are your barriers?
For me, my barriers are how I act and how other people act at school.
What does that mean?
Like how they act towards me and how I act towards them.
Okay, so say that you have some kids that are really treating you mean, first, how do you react?
Sometimes I stand up for myself, and other times I just ignore them or walk away.
Okay. How do you stand up for yourself?
By telling them to leave me alone and telling them that what they're saying doesn't affect me. It just affects them and their behavior.
Okay. You need to understand, so sometimes when you react, that's all they want is a reaction. Okay? And you can tell them to leave you alone and that this doesn't bother me, but if it didn't bother you, you wouldn't have to say anything. So it's not that the bullying or the people talking about us doesn't bother us or doesn't even, it may hurt our feelings, but the reality is that if you don't engage with them, then you're taking their power away. And that's all that they want. They want some power. They want someone to pay attention to them. And you can't afford to give that to them. When you give it to them, then they're going to continue to do what they're doing. So you make sure, and something that you said earlier in your report was that you realized over the summer that God has something for you. I like that because that is absolutely true. God has something for each one of you, and you want to make sure that you try to find out what it is at an early age. And so sometimes, Michelle, you've got to just act like Christ. And sometimes that's hard to do because you just want to really tell them about themselves and, you know, act out yourself. But no, take a deep breath, count to 10, and act like Jesus. Okay? And he wouldn't go back at them. He wouldn't go back and say anything to them because that just empowers him to continue to do wrong. Okay? And it doesn't matter. It may hurt your feelings what people say about you, but you're going to be accountable for the things that you say back to them. Okay? And
right.
So that's what you have to be aware of. You have to be careful what you say back, because sometimes we really want to let them have it, you know, or even not just verbally, but sometimes physically want to just let them have it. But that is not going to please God in any way, shape, form, or fashion. It's just not. And so as young Christians, if you learn that at an early age, then you won't get so caught up when you get angry in acting a certain way. Learn now to act rationally. And there's, I guess skills are on my mind this morning. There's two differences you can react or you can respond. Reaction takes no thought, none. Somebody did something to you, you just react. You didn't think about it, you didn't think about the consequences, none of those things. But when you take a moment to respond or choose not to respond, that meant that you took your time to think about what you needed to do. You think about whether I needed to say something. If I needed to say something, what is it? What are going to be the consequences of me saying something? And so there is a difference between react and respond, and you always want to be on the side of respond because that means that what you're saying, getting ready to say or do is thought out. So make sure that you learn the differences. We don't want to react. We want to respond because we want to think ahead. Okay, so those are good reports this morning. I really appreciate you all. Do we have any questions or comments before we leave this morning?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I thank these young people for their time. I know they have activities for the rest of this afternoon. I want to thank you all for listening. We have a few listeners this morning, and I know it's going to take us some time to rebuild our audience, but the break was unavoidable. And so we're grateful to God to be back now, and we're going to try to be back and stay back. And so I look forward to seeing you all in another 2 weeks, which will be on September 15th. And so thank you for listening. Thanks to the Junior Giants. Thanks to their parents for allowing me this time with them. And so I will see you or talk with you in 2 weeks. This has been Junior Giants Speak here on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to send you out this morning with a song just because it's a nice thing to do. And this is called The Letter. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
teach your children the right way. Chastise them when they're wrong and teach them to pray. Praise them when they're right, so that they might see that they're precious in God's sight. Fathers, teach your children the right way. Chastise them when they're wrong and teach them to pray. Praise them when they're right, so that they might see that they're precious in God's sight. See why you love your mother in every way. Truth I must say, some of our fathers have gone astray. If this does not apply to you, then draw nigh to yours and stay. Because in the end, you'll get your reward on Judgment Day.
Parental involvement is so special to a child. Support what they do in their activities with a smile. Cause in the long run, they will look back on all the fun. They say that my daddy is a good man for all he's done.
Fathers, teach your children the right way. Chastise them when they're wrong and
teach them to pray.
Praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see that they're precious in God's sight. Fathers, teach your children
the right way.
Chastise them when they're wrong
and teach them to pray.
Praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see that they're precious in God's sight.
Parental involvement is so special to a child. For what they do and their activities with a smile. Because in the long run, they will look back on all the fun. They say that my daddy is a good man for all he's done.
Chastise them when they're wrong
and
praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see that they're precious in God's sight. Fathers, teach your children
the right way.
Chastise them when they're wrong
and teach them to pray.
Praise them when they're right,
so that they might
see that they're precious in God's sight. Father, love them, teach them. Fathers, mold them, scold them. Fathers, provide for, be there for.
We're thankful to God for that rendition of the letters that was from Reginald and Ezekiel Summers, a father and son duo. I thank you for this time this morning here on Junior Giant Speaks. We look forward to talking to you again in 2 weeks. You have a wonderful, wonderful week. God bless you. And we'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.